Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, good morning, Zoe. I feel like this is going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm sorry about this. I just need to get it back right, you know, and well, times are hard these days. I can't really afford to patch it up on my own, I guess.
Yeah.
I need help.
Yeah, we kind of got that from your email. The whole thing seemed like a lot. So if you want to walk us through this, like, what's the deal with you and David? Like, how long y'all been seeing each other?
Well, not long enough to, you know, be able to sweep this one under the rug. Man, I should have seen this coming. It's so stinking complicated. It's a mess. And there's just no other way to say it. It's a mess.
All right.
So what is messing us up here?
Well, okay. As far as everything that's gone wrong in my life, it's my ex. Mm-hmm. It's my divorce.
Okay.
I know there aren't a whole lot of good divorces out there, but mine was, wow.
Oh.
Or ow.
Okay.
Either one. It was awful.
That bad? That weird?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It was that bad.
Or worse.
If you haven't been through that, just count your blessings. I'm just glad we didn't have kids.
Right.
Because that, oh, God, I can't even imagine how much sloppier that would have been. But it was bad. It was bad and expensive and long. And I mean, like a year and a half before we could resolve everything. So, I mean, life goes on, but it's been a lot.
Okay.
And life going on, that means David?
Well, it did. I mean, I thought, well, it wasn't my idea at first. I wasn't trying to find anybody. I wasn't even looking, you know? But that's when you find stuff, like they say. So, I mean, I was going to do a whole year on my own to just sort of figure out who I am and get my act together. But, you know, plans changed. I met David and he understands. And he's divorced too. It wasn't as big a train wreck as mine because none were.
But good Lord.
I know. His didn't end well either. So we've got a lot in common. And I mean, more than even he
right.
knows.
And
so.
it was going well.
I mean, it is going well, I
okay.
think. It's early. I'm really not trying to rush into anything. But it's just a piece, you know? And I want it to continue.
Okay.
Going back to your email, Zoe, you guys went to, it was a family thing, did you say?
Yeah, it was my niece's 9th birthday, actually.
Right. So. Okay, and this is when things, like, happened. So can you explain?
Okay, I'll try. I'll give you the Cliff Notes version, I guess. My ex was there.
Why?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, it turns out he's still close with some members of the family.
Yikes.
I didn't know that or that he was going to be there. Like, I wouldn't have taken David there if I'm, well, anyway, my ex was just, he was a total my ex, not David.
Thank you for
David.
Okay.
Was fine.
Good.
My ex had a few beers and he got inappropriate. Things were really awkward. And he was just, it was disrespectful to me and to David and to my niece. I mean, it was her birthday.
Right.
I was just trying to survive in the end and, you know, and like navigate as best I could with all of these people around. And I guess, I'm thinking maybe David didn't like what he saw from me. I flew off the handle and I definitely did not bring my manners. My ex just pushes buttons, you know what I mean? And he
Well, what do you think he was, what do you think he was looking for in that specific situation? Like, how could you have done, like, what, better to resolve that?
I could have kicked him in the d- I guess. Oh. I don't know.
That would have made
throat punch.
That would have made David feel better?
Probably not. It would have made me feel better.
I see.
But I don't know. I mean, it shocked. I didn't mean to put him in that situation at all, but well, here we are, you know, and he hasn't wanted to talk to me since. And it's also, I just help.
Right. Okay. Well, look, fingers crossed. Let's call David and see what we can do. We'll talk to him coming up next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Zoe and David, they've not been for very long. Mm-hmm. It's early days, and she feels like she blew it.
Yeah.
Because she had this horrible divorce.
It's a nuclear ex situation.
And her ex was at her niece's birthday party because he's still close to some members of the family. Right. I'm guessing some words were exchanged, and she said that the ex was inappropriate to the new boyfriend, David, and maybe David didn't like what he saw.
Yeah.
I feel like this could be corrected. You know, like maybe you're kind of caught off guard, but then you think about it and you realize how toxic it all is. Yeah. But let's get David on the phone and see if we can't do some damage control. Hey, is this David?
Hey, yeah, what's up?
Hey, David, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We're calling you today with this date night that we give away on our show, and it's a really cool thing because you get to pick like what you want to do and wherever it is you go. So you pick it, we pay it, but you're going to let us pick your date, okay?
I mean, I'm what now?
I know, yeah, right. Yeah. We know how it sounds, but it's Zoe, David, so... Easy, yes.
Actually, don't answer that yet. She reached out because she wanted to hopefully, like, smooth things over after the whole thing that went down with her ex, the kids' party, like, all that stuff. Anyway, she's on the phone, so don't say anything you're going to regret. Zoe, you want to add anything?
Yeah, I do. Look, David, I am so sorry about everything. I know you've been there with your ex, too, but, I mean, I know that doesn't make it any easier. I mean, I'm just sorry you had to deal with that. I really, really am. It shouldn't have happened.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I am, too. But, you know, like, from what I gathered, he has a lot of reasons to feel the way that he does. Like, you know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
I don't think I do.
Well, I mean, it was nice finding out why your divorce was as nasty as it was. You didn't owe me any explanation or anything, but I feel like I'll be saving us a lot of trouble down the road. You know, maybe it would have come up down the line, but finding out this way, you know, at a kid's party, like, damn, it was not what I was expecting.
What are we talking about here, David? Yeah. What's happening? What did you find out?
Oh my God, he did
actually. And I'll just want to say and throw it out there, like, I didn't ask. Like, I would never ask him. I figured you wanted to tell me, like, or, you know, you would tell me, but Brandon, that's his name, right? So, yeah, Brandon just kind of unloaded y'all's whole story, like, how you'd pressured him into having an open marriage.
Oh.
And how, yeah, that's, like, eventually was, he felt like a third wheel in y'all's marriage, like, and he had some other dude practically living with y'all.
Wow.
And, I mean, yeah, it's a big surprise that it didn't work out. And that he had never wanted that in the first place, and that he definitely didn't want some other dude coming around like that. And it's one thing to maybe be happening, but then to see it in your own house, like, yeah, Zoe, I can relate to that.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, that's not untrue, but I mean, it's coming from him, obviously. I mean, it's going to be a bit slanted.
Okay, just to go over basics, that you convinced him to be in an open marriage, like, presumably, yeah. So you could see someone else, right?
Yeah, but I mean, he also could All right. I guess the important part is, yes, it was my decision. I regret it. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Okay.
Yeah, but Zoe, like, you knew I'd have a problem with that, which is why I'm guessing, like, you know, like, she didn't tell me, because when I got a divorce, my wife at the time did that same thing to me and, you know, said that if she wanted us to stay married, I'd have to, you know, have to give that lifestyle a try too.
For real?
And look, yeah, no, and like, if you can figure it out, more power to you, but honestly, I tried for a solid year and I can say it, a year we tried this out and it was the biggest mistake of my life. Like, I ended up leaving her because of it. And now I'm finding out that y'all, you know, are the same, in the same situation.
No. Look, I regret it. I really do. I am not that person anymore. You know, neither are you, right? So what me and Brandon had, it wasn't good at all. And I guess I was just willing to try anything to keep it all together, or, I don't know, not admit that I was a failure. I didn't know what to do. And I did things that I am ashamed of and that I regret. I mean, he did them too, you know? I mean, he didn't tell you that, but I promise, I don't want that. I never really did, and I don't.
Look,
I
hear what you're saying, but I'm not sure those feelings or desires just, you know, they don't just magically go away. I don't think you're just, that you just get over it. It's something you wanted, you had your reasons, and sure, and maybe it was just the environment that you were in that relationship at the time, but what I'm, like, how am I supposed to, like, process that information? You wanted the same things,
right?
I left my wife for, you know, like.
No, David, I just want you to think about looking past it, please, okay? Because I didn't want the same things your wife did. It's not you and it's not me. It's the past. It doesn't have anything to do with us, and it doesn't have to become you and me. You know, I can promise you that much. I have tried it and I didn't like it, and I wouldn't do it again. You know, I want to leave it in the past. People can change. I don't want to make a huge deal out of it.
Look, we're not even going to ask for an answer on this, David. Like, be real. Like, I know there's probably some people with some thoughts out there, so maybe we'll just, like, reach back out in a while. But thank y'all for being on the show today.